Well, folks, I said that today I had a Mother's Day message for us. It speaks to the children. It speaks to the mothers that are here. It speaks to all of us. Because in one way or another, we have all been influenced by a mother. So at the moment, as we go into this message, I want to ask if you are here and your mother is here, or your grandmother is here, or both, please take a moment and give them a hug now. And thank the Lord for that blessing. Now, not every one of us can do that here today, but perhaps you'll be with some family later on and you can pass that hug along. And I would also say, pass that hug along and say thank you to aunts and to anyone who has been a motherly type influence in your life. And folks, this is the appropriate thing to do today. Mother's Day was set aside in 1914. President Woodrow Wilson assisted in bringing it to our nation and to make it a national day of observance. But much more than that, the Lord commanded us in the fifth commandment in Exodus chapter 20 to honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord is giving you. And folks, we come to church to worship God, and in observing this commandment, which, by the way, is the very first commandment dealing with people's behavior. The prior ones dealt with how we approach the Lord and what we should do. But starting from this fifth commandment on down, it is how we live our lives. And the very first commandment he gave was for children to honor your parents. And we're here to do that today. In the New Testament, we find in Colossians chapter 3, verse 20, similar instructions from the Apostle Paul. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Now, you know, I don't see an age limit on that. So some of you that just hugged your mothers or grandmothers, you might need to be listening a little bit more. I won't call names. But we need to be obeying our parents. You see, when we obey our parents and we trust that our parents are living right too by the law of the Lord that he has given us, it honors them when we obey them. But especially to younger children before they're married. And that's where this was directed to from the Apostle Paul. For younger people that had not started families on their own yet. But they're still to be learned from grandparents as well. But honor and obey your parents. It is commanded by the Lord to do these things. And we've made it a tradition now for over 100 years. And so in honor of our mothers today, I want to share some stories with you. I want to share, of course, some scripture with you. And I want to share a couple of famous quotes from people that some you've heard because I've already shared them over the past few years. But they come from great people who made public statements to honor their mother. And if these people, some of them who were presidents of the United States, can make public testimony and statements to honor their mother, it's a good example for us to follow. And it follows the instructions that the Lord gave us to honor our parents. The following quote is from Abraham Lincoln. And he said that all that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. What a statement to make. George Washington made a similar, maybe even a more eloquent statement. He said, "My mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw. All I am, I owe to my mother. I attribute all my success in life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from her." What statements for our presidents to make? It keeps the commandments that God gave us, And it sets the example for us. We need to be publicly honoring our parents if you are blessed to still have them with you. You know, we sang the song, Precious Memories. Your parents may be with you still, but at some point they will not be. And that song will hold a very special meaning to you as those memories unfold, as you remember them. And you know, folks, we need to be thankful for memories, because those memories reflect the influence that the people had on you. I'm thankful for my mother. I'm thankful for the time she read the Bible to me. I have so many special memories of my mother and aunts and uncles and both of my grandmothers. I think we all have them, and they will develop over time. And we need to say publicly how much we appreciate that, just like George Washington and Abraham Lincoln did. Martin Luther explains the fifth commandment to honor your father and mother this way. And these are some very profound words. I hope you will really think about what he's saying here. Let them sink in. God has given this walk of life, fatherhood and motherhood, a special position of honor, higher than that of any walk of life under it. He distinguishes fathers and mothers above all other persons on earth and places them next to himself. I agree with this statement from Martin Luther, because when parents are parenting children, I think we are able to experience a little bit of the love that God has for us. What a special bond it is. What a special privilege it is. All my adult life, I have made the statement, it is a privilege to be a parent. And we see that blessing through our children. And sometimes we have teachers here, through the privilege to be able to tutelage other children too. When we look at our children, we see how God looks at us. And especially through the eyes of the mother. In God's eyes, motherhood is honorable, and we are commanded to honor her. Now, there are many reasons to honor our parents. If you start thinking about your personal life, you could never name all the reasons that you need to be thankful to your parents for, but especially for what your mother has done. And just two of them are sacrifices and struggles that every mother endures for their child. Now, I want to share a story with you because it relates to the struggles. But first, I want to share a quote with you. And this is very true, especially for maybe if you know some young single mothers that might be struggling this morning. I don't know. But maybe you know those people in your lives. But this quote says, successful mothers are not the ones who have never struggled. They are the ones who never give up despite the struggles. And you know, I think that most of us could probably recognize, as we're now that we're adults, we can look at our mothers. They had struggles that we never knew about. Thank the Lord that they persevered and they endured them. I can assure you that there's not a person sitting here that didn't cause some struggles for a mother, but she persevered. Now, I want to share a story with you. I told you I would, and I'll have a couple more. And this one is from Dr. James Dobson. I think we all know who that is. And I know of one mother here who can relate to this story directly, because she can put herself in this position. But let me share it with you. He tells a story that when he and his wife Shirley were first married, they had a little baby boy. His name was Ryan. And he was still an infant, and Shirley was having a terrible day because Ryan had been sick all day long. Shirley just happened to be in the middle of changing his diapers when the phone rang. And so she reached over to answer the phone, and before she could finish clasping together Ryan's diapers, the poor little fella had a bad bathroom accident, and it made a terrible mess. Well, Shirley, like all good mothers would, she hung up the phone, and she had to deal with that bathroom accident and changed his clothes and put him in a new... when you think about a little baby, don't smells come back to you? You remember how sweet a baby can smell when they have clean clothes and diapers? Well, of course, she changed his diapers and did all that. And then she took him into the living room to rock him and to comfort him, to make him feel better after being sick. Well, eventually, she fed him again because the little boy was hungry. And she didn't finish feeding him before another accident happened. She threw up all over Shirley, all over himself, and all over the couch, too. About that little bit long after that time, after all the mess was cleaned up, Dr. Dobson came home. And he says the following: "When I came home, I could smell the aroma of motherhood everywhere." And Shirley looked at me and said, "Was that in my contract?" The things that mothers have to deal with. I believe this, folks. God gives mothers special talents and unique abilities to love their children differently than what men can. And it enables mothers to persevere through those struggles, to be strong and yet be patient the whole time out of love for their children. And I think that love is defined best. Well, we can find many incidents in the Bible, but I think this one especially applies to a mother's love. We find it in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And it's talking about God's love with us, and it's talking about our love with fellow Christians and other believers. But this also applies to a mother. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. When you look at what's required to raise a child, this defines the love of a mother very, very eloquently. The unique love that a mother has in her interaction with her children develops an influence that they never truly outgrow. It never goes away. And that special love that God gives mothers creates that bond. And folks, as the song Precious Memory, I think it indicates, we think back and those memories come to us because of the good influence. I want to share another little story with you of how the influences that people have, mothers have, affect our lives. Listen to what this man said. He was looking back when he was young at his childhood memory on a particular Mother's Day. You see, when he was young, he had dug up flowers from his neighbor's yard to give his mother for Mother's Day. And mother, of course, realized what happened. But smiling and hugging him, she loved the little boy. But he said that he remembered what she said specifically to him. Matter of fact, what she said, he called it a prayer that she often said. The woman said the following: "God help you if you ever do that again." Now, have you ever heard that in your life? Children remember what their mothers say. And children remember her influence. You might have some special sayings that you remember your mother saying to you. I'm sure you most likely do. It is an influence. And you see, that influence, it never goes away. The influence that our mothers have. And Tracy, I think it's a time in your heart to say thank you for prayers. Let me share another story with you about the influence of the mother. And this may relate to some of the older people that are here in the congregation this morning. In 2003, now you think back 23 years ago, beepers and pagers were still being used. So in 2003, Police Chief Phil Keith was sitting in the middle of his city council meeting in Knoxville, Tennessee. Well, in the middle of this city council meeting, his beeper goes off. And he was startled to see that it was his mother. Well, not to be rude, He didn't try to, you know, get up and start talking to her on a cell phone back then. He ran over to the press conference tables because the city council meeting was actually televised. So he went over there and he called his mother. You know, folks, you know you're in trouble when your mother uses both of your names to address you. So the chief of police calls his mother. And his mother answers the phone and says the following. "Phil Keith, are you chewing gum?" demanded his mom, who had been watching on cable TV. "Yes, ma'am." "Well, it looks awful. Spit it out." Chief Police Keith dutifully removed the gum and went back to his meeting. You see, you never really escape the influence of your mother. It follows us all of our life. A mother's influence is always present. It never leaves us. So to mothers, you need to be very keenly aware of the influence that you are having on your children. Many of us, I would say most of us, through our mother's influence, is where we first heard and learned about the Lord. What a privilege a mother has to share that with their children. We find that in the Bible. In the New Testament, when Apostle Paul was writing his second letter to the Apostle Timothy, a young preacher, and as he reflected on those memories that he had, he wrote in 2 Timothy the following, "I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois, and also your mother Eunice, and I am sure that it is in you as well." You see, Timothy made an impression on the Apostle Paul. But Paul recognized the influence that the grandmother and the mother had on Timothy. What an impression for Timothy to make on Paul. How astute it was for Paul to see where that influence came from. And folks, we need to see how mothers influence their children. You see, this is a remarkable statement for something that doesn't always come to mind. But I want to share it with you to make sure that you understand. See, this was remarkable because Timothy's mother was Jewish. His grandmother's mother was Jewish, and they knew the scriptures and they taught Timothy. But Timothy's father was Greek. He wasn't a believer. He was a pagan. Timothy was raised in a household with all the Greek influence, and we find that in Acts 16. When Paul came to Derbe in Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed, but his father was Greek. So you think about the dynamics of that family and how the influence of the mother pervaded over Timothy. And folks, mothers still have that type of influence today. So I made the comment earlier, and I think you have too, and in our prayers, we need to be praying for mothers everywhere and to recognize the special abilities that they have to have a influence over a young child's life, to shape and to mold how they will become the people they would become, and to hear the Word of God from them directly. It's the first place where it occurs. And you know, when you think of it from that aspect, every mother is a teacher. She is both a preacher and a teacher. Now, we have two teachers here with us, but every mother in some way is a teacher. Listen to the following story. And the question is asked, who's greater? Who was greater in your mind, Thomas Edison or his mother? When Edison was young, his teacher sent him home with a note which said, "Now, how would you like to receive this note, parents? Your child is dumb. We can't do anything for him." Mrs. Edison wrote back, "You do not understand my boy. I will teach him myself." Well, we know how that worked out, don't we? We know what those results were. One of the most brilliant minds of the 20th century. You see what a mother can do. And you see where a mother sees the capabilities in a child. Others may not see it, but that's something that God has gifted mothers and godly mothers will not give up on their children. They persevere through those struggles. We don't know the life of Mrs. Edison, or what struggle she may have had, but she took on the task to educate her son. Now maybe the light bulb will go off because Edison went on to invent the light bulb. I would say that Mrs. Edison did a very good job. Now it brings us to today. What should mothers be teaching today? Well, one thing is that what our closing scriptures that we read every Sunday. It's not up here now, but that's just what comes to mind. But I want to share some other things that mothers should be teaching today. In Titus, we are told, the older women, likewise, you're going to set an example that they may be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, and to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. The example that the older women can set to the mothers, and the mothers can then set to their younger children. You see, mothers need to be teaching the Word of God. I'm not trying to take away and diminish the role that the father has. He needs to be teaching and living by example too. You see, it's a joint effort, but sometimes it shouldn't be this way, but it is. It falls on the mother. And the mother needs to lead by example and needs to teach. And where do we go to find wisdom and instruction for this life? It is in God's holy Word. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul is telling again the Apostle Timothy to beware of things. And mothers need to be teaching children this too. Evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. You stop right there. Timothy learned them from his mother, from his grandmother, and additionally from the Apostle Paul. Children need to listen, and they need to be taught from the highest place of instruction, from God's Word. Continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. You see, folks, when godly parents, but especially mothers, teach their children, the influence that the Scriptures have on a young child will be there forever. Those words are not forgotten. Not to say that a child may not wander away from them, but in the back of their mind, they are still there. They are there, and it should strengthen their faith as they grow older. And it should be, if it's positioned properly, it should give them the wisdom to develop discernment so that they can discern between good and evil, and that they can live lives, because the way we live our life, folks, is a choice. Are we going to live by God's Word or are we not? Those instructions come early on from a mother. And you see, those instructions should give the child the alertness to be aware of the ever-present evil that is around us. Just like Paul said, it grows worse and worse. I want to share two more quotes with you this morning. This next one happens to be from another president. So I've quoted three presidents today. And I think it gives us insight into having proper discernment and judgment when we think about the value of our mothers and the influence that they have over children. And hopefully even more than that, beyond her reach. Because, you know, your circle and your sphere of influence, I've said similar things many, many times, it is so much greater than we ever recognize. You think about how far out your influence reaches to other families, to other people. It's tremendous. And the way you live your life and the faith that you demonstrate is an example that other people see and can be a very, very beautiful and profound influence on their life, especially when it comes from a mother. Listen to what Teddy Roosevelt said. When all is said, it is a mother and the mother only who is a better citizen than the soldier who fights for his country. The successful mother, the mother who does her part in rearing and training aright the boys and girls who are to be the men and women of the next generation, is of the greatest use to community and occupies, if she only realizes it, a more honorable as well as a more important position than any man in it. Wow. What a acclimate to mothers. It speaks to their influence that they have to raise the next generation. You think about what our country's going to be. It starts at home. And it starts with what our children are taught. Is God's Word being taught or is it not? Billy Sunday said the following. Billy Sunday, in case you don't know, was a tremendous and very, very well-known evangelist. He said, there is more power in a mother's hand than in a king's scepter. And I agree. At no point in life do you have the ability to shape and mold another person's life than that time that you are blessed with to mold your children when they are young. It is a gift from God to have that blessing and that privilege. We need to be thankful for mothers that wield it and do this properly. And to all mothers and grandmothers, and beyond that, aunts, and any woman who might assume the role of a mother, and I can remember back when I was younger, things were different, but we would go from one street to another street. And sometimes all the people would end up at one house, and the mother there, well, she was a mother to all the kids that happened to be there. She had a godly influence on people too. So you may not be a mother, but you have the ability to be an influence. Women are blessed with that differently than men. So to all women, to all grandmothers and mothers who have influence over children, I want you to be very circumspect and understand what I'm saying here. I believe it with all my heart. God has entrusted to you His little children. What a responsibility. Lord has entrusted to you His little children. And our children must be raised hearing God's Word in the home. Hearing the words to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. And that God comes first in your life. When it comes from the mother, the child will remember it. We need to be praying for our homes. We need to be praying for mothers to have the strength to do that because it's not always popular. You see, it may be a struggle that she has to endure in modern day times. If she chooses to do this, she might be ostracized by some of her workers or some of her former friends because they don't agree with what she's teaching. But mothers have that responsibility placed upon them. D.L. Moody, again, another famous evangelist, said the following. And what a quote. Mothers, please take this to heart. I agree 100% with what he says here. All that I have ever accomplished, I owe to my mother. The most important person on earth is a mother. She cannot claim the honor of having built Notre Dame Cathedral. She need not. She has built something more significant than any cathedral. A dwelling for an immortal soul, the final perfection of her baby's body. The angels have not been blessed with such a grace. They cannot share in God's creative miracle to bring new saints to heaven. Only a human mother can. Mothers are closer to God, the Creator, than any other creature. God joins forces with mothers in performing this act of creation. What on God's good earth is more glorious than this? To be a mother. And as the quote that we read from Teddy Roosevelt just a moment ago, if they would only realize it. You know, society tries to diminish the role of the mother today because it's constantly attacking the family. How sad. You see, we need to pray for mothers and women to be strong and not be deceived, as Paul told Timothy. And that happens when we cling to God's Word. Now, folks, these are my words. They're not D.L. Moody's words, but I believe them with all my heart. And I hope that you will agree with them too. It's just what I believe and the experience that I have, and I think that many of you will hopefully agree too. A mother holds her child's hand only for a little while, but she holds her heart forever, and her influence will follow them as long as they live. Mothers, love your children when it's hard. Persevere when the struggles come, because your influence will last with them their entire life. You know, a mother can say this to a child, "I've loved you all my life." But the child can turn around and say to the mother, "But I've loved you as long as I have lived." And that's true. The child will have the love even longer. Abraham Lincoln said, "I remember my mother's prayers, and they have followed me. They have clung to me all my life." Thank God for godly mothers. Thank God for mothers who live by God's words, and even when they fail and don't adhere to every bit of them, they still try. And they take the time to share their faith with their children and to teach and rear their children to the best of their abilities. Because God promises when we look to Him and we go to Him in prayer, He will show us the way to go. May God add His blessings to this day. May we honor our mothers the way we are supposed to. I quoted from three different presidents and other very notable evangelists. If they can do it publicly, we need to do it publicly too. Thank God for our mothers. May the Lord add His blessings to this, is my prayer for all of us. Brother Mark.